Hello, I'm Gary Aide, and we're stacking the NBA with a matchup preview of the Indiana Pacers and the Boston Celtics. Indiana comes in with a record of 33-40. Boston is 50-23 on the year. Over their last 10, Indiana 5-5 won their last game, while Boston over that span also 5-5 and won their last contest. Here are the numbers. Indiana averages 115.9 per game and surrenders 118.2, while Boston scores 117.8 and surrenders 112.2 per game. Turnovers 13.9 per game by the Pacers, 13.4 by the Celtics. Boston 47.4% from the field, while Indiana is 46.6%. 3-point shooting 36.5% for Indiana, 37.6% for the Celtics. Boston 81.9% from the free throw line, Indiana 79.2%. And bench scoring advantage Pacers 43.1 points per game from their bench, 32.2 from the second squad of the Celtics. This is the third time this year these two teams are playing. They've split the first two games. Boston is at home this time. Peyton Pritchard is out. Tyrese Haliburton, Chris Duarte, both doubtful. And I'll tell you what, no Haliburton, no chance for Indiana. It's as simple as that. They probably wouldn't beat the Celtics team anyway a second time, but they did beat them once. Without Haliburton, no, I can't see how they have a shot against the Celtics or almost anybody. So I'm going to go ahead and say Boston wins this one pretty easily at home, sans Haliburton for the Pacers. And that'll do it for our on-court look of Boston and Indiana. Coming up, we'll dive into the betting lines of this one as we continue stacking the NBA.
I'm Brandon Fern with Stacking NBA with a betting preview between the Indiana Pacers and the Boston Celtics. The lines are currently open and it favors the Boston Celtics at home, sitting at 11.5 in the spread with the over-under of 232.5. Now, when we look at these two teams in the offensive end, Boston right now is a top three team when it comes to points per game, averaging 117.8 points. They're also a top seven team when it comes to points allowed right now, averaging and allowing 112.2 points. Now, Indiana, on the other hand, is just outside of the top 10, currently ranked 12 overall, averaging just around 115.9 points. They also are currently ranked 26 when it comes to points allowed, allowing and averaging 118.2. Now you add this all up together and you're probably just looking right at that over. And I would consider taking the over. The reason why, if you look at their last five matchups overall, the over has been favored 4-1. I would definitely consider taking the over. Now, I can see why this spread is probably so large right now, because you don't have Tyrese Haliburton right now, who's doubtful for this game with the ankle injury. So that's probably why the spread is so high. But I wouldn't consider taking the spread that's high for Boston right now. If you look at it right now, Indiana has been 4-0 against the spread in their last four meetings overall. And if you want to take it a step beyond that, if you just want to go in Boston right now, their last five matchups in Boston, Indiana has been 3-1-1 against the spread. So I would definitely lean towards Indiana here in the spread. Now, don't get it wrong, I still like Boston overall in this money line if we're picking that. And the reason why, because they have Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. And definitely I would be taking the over on Jaylen Brown right now. His last 10 games, he's been averaging 28.8 points. He's just coming off of scoring 27 points against the Sacramento Kings. Right now, it's currently sitting at 26.5. I would definitely lean and take the over on the points for Jaylen Brown. Now, another player I'm definitely like right now, he's 6 overall in the NBA in scoring, and that's Jason Tatum right now, averaging 30.1 points a game this season. Now, right now, sitting at 30.5. Now, I'll probably lean and probably take the under in that one right now. The reason why right now, the last nine games, he's been averaging 28.3, so I'm probably going to lean towards taking the under in the points for Jason Tatum. Now, overall, I do love this spread for Indiana's side, and I like the over in this game as well. That's our look at the Indiana Pacers and the Boston Celtics. I'm Brandon Fryer. This is Stacking NBA.